Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Hi, welcome to Positive News Now. I am your host, Gail Nowak, and today we're speaking with Candice Haza. Candy is an engaging, witty, and sought-after speaker, and her energetic message brings high-performing and heart-centered entrepreneurs to the leading edge of business support. Candy's techniques for thinking about what your business actually wants will breathe new life into stuck and exhausted entrepreneurs. I recently caught up with Candy at Evolution 2019, where she was one of the featured speakers. She's also been a featured speaker on Monique Empath and The Patricia Raskin Show. And today I am so excited to share with you our conversation on intuitively aligning your business. I am here with Candy at Evolution 2019. I am so excited to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It's my pleasure.
Candy has such a beautiful energy, and I would love for you to share with us a little bit about you, your business, and how you're helping people.
Well, did you know that your business has a voice and its own energy field? So my name is Candice Haza, and I'm a business intuitive and a spiritual strategist. And I help people to get out of their blocks and get back into the flow and the energy of their business so that they can deliver their spiritual, heart-centered message to this world.
Wow, wow. So tell me a little bit about not being in the flow with your business. How do you help your clients even recognize that and change that?
So that's such a great question. I just developed this new website, and I was going to teach people about, you know, how not to be stuck. And guess what happened?
You got stuck?
For 2 days. And I had a deadline for my four pillars of ultimate business success. And so I had this deadline, and I made a commitment, and I was stuck. In that stuckness, that's where your lessons are truly at, because stuck means stop. So I had to stop. I was trying to teach how not to get stuck. That's not really possible, because that's our gift. Stuckness is often our gift. So in that moment, I asked myself four questions. What does this mean? How can I learn from it? How can I incorporate those learnings into my life? And how can I teach this to others? Because that's where full integration comes. So that's what I learned from creating stuckness, is that everybody's going to be stuck at some point in their business. And that's why I created the pillars and the lessons to get back into flow more quickly.
Mm. Can you share some of those pillars with us?
Yeah, one pillar is the pillar of course, is one of my favorite, is intuition. Learning to connect to our intuition. I just spoke here at this live event with an emergency room physician. And guess what she does when people are in 911 situations? She just told me she uses her intuition.
Wow.
To save lives. So where is it, I'm wondering, in people's businesses, as they use and get connected with their intuition, that they'll be able to grow and flourish even more by using the knowledge that's already inside of themselves?
Yeah, so how does that show up for people when they are using that particular pillar and they're tapped in and they're really kind of in the flow with their business? What happens then?
That's when exponential growth happens, and I've seen it multiple times. That's where everything lines up like green lights when you're driving in a car.
I love when that happens.
You're driving down the road, and it's like, I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
And when you say, I'm in a hurry, and you get a pushy mind, that's when all of the red lights come.
Mm-hmm.
But alignment in business is like driving down the road. It's like there's an episode of Meet the Fockers. Like, my son was raised on Meet the Fockers. God bless his soul. And it was so it's that moment where he got stuck. You know, the guy was in trouble with his in-laws.
Right.
But when he got in the car, everything lined up. He got first class, you know, all the lights were green. His father-in-law started to like him. But that's how it shows up in business, too. When we're stuck, it's repeat patterns. When you see that happening, there's a symptom. And that's when it's a choice of looking deeper. And when you're in alignment, that's when flow happens, the green lights in the car.
I love those green lights. I love it when that happens.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, right. So this has been an incredible experience at Evolution 2019, and you've been such a big piece of it. But I'm curious to hear from you what new wisdom has been revealed to you.
Well, one of the things I learned first is never say, "I know that." Because I came here as a leader. Mm-hmm. Studied metaphysical, quantum physics, so I know this stuff, right?
Right, yeah.
Knowing and doing or being in the element of who we really are is completely different.
Right.
So I put aside who I was and I became a student. And in the moments of being a student, I have my biggest growth here. I forgot about what I truly needed in life was to embrace myself first. As a solo entrepreneur, we give a lot to others, and that's our choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's our gift. But making sure our love cup is full inside of vitality and health. We can't give anything to somebody when we're in the hospital. And I've been there. And so I set a new goal for myself through Brian's event is to self-care first and never make an excuse for that. That's number one priority moving forward.
That's awesome. And so exciting.
Thank you. I learned so much here.
Yeah. What are some of the positive things that you are seeing or experiencing either in your life, in your work, in the world at large, through the work that you're doing?
Wow. I work in a very multifaceted dimension, and I work in the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records are simply a database of your soul connected to Divine Source. It's an infinite space of wisdom, truth, and most especially, love. So can you imagine, when we're in that infinite space of possibility, what results I see? Some of the people I work with are mothers who have autistic children that are nonverbal. And I remember this one little girl, guess what she wanted?
What did she want?
So I channel her higher self. And her mom's like sitting on the edge of the seat waiting. Like she wants this, what? You know, this big magnificent thing.
Mm.
She told me that she wanted a bracelet and lip gloss.
Oh my gosh.
Because she had a crush.
Wow.
So that's, for me, that is growth. In business, I watch people go from 30,000 to 60,000 in 6 months, open their own business, and conceive a child that they really wanted, but were afraid to walk into that. And I remember going to this woman's business with flowers, and her grandmother came to me, who's on the other side, who helped facilitate this new child to come into this world. And as I walked up, you know, I've been in this business only about 3 years because I was afraid. And when I walked up to her business with these flowers that her grandmother asked, "Can I give her the flowers instead of you?" And when I said to her, "Your grandmother came to me this morning in the shower and asked if she could be the giver of the gift of the flowers," she's not a big crier. And we both broke down and cried. And I saw a vision that was in my head for her and her strength in her step up and own her business, herself, and her life.
Mm.
I just feel so grateful to get to see and experience people getting to the other side of them and their business with this work.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And that other side piece, I mean, it's just so fulfilling, rewarding. It's a gift. It really is a gift.
It's a gift. I get more from this business than, I mean, I know other people say that they get the gift, but oh my gosh, I vibrate with that love at night, going to bed thinking, wow, I saw her baby coming to fruition. I saw her business coming to fruition. Right. So I got the gift from them.
Right, yeah, it's mutual, it's back and forth. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so powerful. So I know some people, you know, this is a friendly interview, a friendly audience, right? And so some people resist this a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you have a client who's maybe, you know, the door is open a little bit, but they're kind of like, what the hell are you talking about, Candy? And there's like that resistance and that fear. Like, how do you work with them through that?
Well, to be honest, that's not my ideal client.
Okay, perfect.
However, my business coach, who is here this week, when I met her, she said, Candy, I'm only half a woo. But the truth was, she told me during this event, she said, I was a zero woo. And she's the one that advertises and stands up that her biggest year, and is on my my new website. She's the one that said that this was her biggest growth year, both financially and as a person. And she was a zero woo. So if you're hearing this, it's not by coincidence or chance. And maybe you're not a woo or even half a woo. But if something's touching your heart, then that's your intuition saying that something is in alignment for you to have either this service or this message or this gift given to you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. How can people find out more about you?
At CandiceHazza.com, and that's CandiceHazza, Hazza, HOZZA.com. Check out my new website. Thank you for having me. It's been absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Candy.
Until next time, remember, be your best story and spread your positive news now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio.
To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.